Hey, welcome back. This is David Grubb and Michael Grant with the Creating Shelter podcast. This is The Spaces We Live In, part two.
So along the same lines as that is, so people are in their homes, they're remodeling, they're trying to expand maybe into the outdoors, the outdoor living spaces. How has policies and zoning affected adding on new spaces? What types of spaces have been limited or capped by policies?
Well, David, that's its own topic, and it's a very significant one because that's highly regulated by zoning practices. And that can be, if you're doing an addition to an existing home, or you're trying to do something that's referred to as an ADU, which is an auxiliary dwelling unit, which is typically detached. Those types of things are all highly regulated by our county or city zoning restrictions. So it's not as easy as you might think. And I really want to defer that to another podcast because it's going to be a much greater discussion about what's going on and why we're having the issues with housing today that we are having.
Well, a couple other areas, you mentioned the ADUs, but also duplexes and apartments are also affected by those policies. But as you said, it's a whole other topic. And I have just a couple of exiting questions for a future podcast as well. So, you know, who can afford living space? We talked about having different rooms for our living spaces, but who can really afford to have all those rooms? And what are some of the ideas or technologies or techniques to optimize our current living space? I really feel like we could spend an entire episode just talking about, you know, those flex rooms that you talked about. How can we get the most out of our rooms? Just
the whole concept of the space being flexible is the way to do that. Now, something I've been doing with a little bit more frequency is what I call a pocket office. And that's literally a very small office. It could be 4 feet by 6 feet. It could be a closet converted into, and I'm talking about a reach-in closet, not necessarily a walk-in closet, but it's been converted into a workspace. So after you've done your work, you can simply close that door and you've left your office for the day. But we need those types of spaces where we can lay things out, work on them as we can, close it up until we need to come back to it later. So we really need to rethink how we're using square footage because we don't need an 8x12 or an 8x10, 8x12 office or 10x12 office. We don't need a big desk and credenzas. So many people work off of their notebook computer. Most people are storing things in the cloud today so that they don't even need storage for their paperwork. But it's become an important aspect to how we're going to live in our homes today because of the frequency in which we need to work from home. And then we do this, so we've created a small space for an office. You know, think about if you can't go to a gym to do your workout. Maybe all you're getting is your yoga mat, and you're laying that out into the living room space to be able to do your yoga or your stretches or whatever it is that you're doing to get some exercise in. But we have to think about it differently. We just cannot afford to build bigger and more elaborate homes. I think we have a lot to learn from the Japanese, who have been doing this for centuries. You know, they don't have a room necessarily solely dedicated as a bedroom. They'll take a living space, and at the end of the day, they will take out their sleeping pad, they'll lay it out on the floor with their pillow and so forth, and that's where they sleep. And the next morning when they wake up, they fold it up, put it back into its closet, and that space is now converted into a living space. So we've got a lot to learn, and we're going to have to be more mindful of that because building a home today has gotten too expensive. So, but you made me think about a few other things. One of the things we discussed that's a strong trend today is how we're using finishes inside our houses. And again, as a consequence of the pandemic, people are much more concerned about hygienic surfaces. And we see this in our bathrooms and kitchens. I think that's one of the reasons why synthetic stone or quartz, as it's often called, has become much more popular, because it doesn't have the absorption that you get in natural stone like marble and even granite. So we, because of that, we're not trapping germs in the stone, and you have a more dense material that is not allowing the germs to stay in place. You can wipe it off easily, and you've got now a much more hygienic surface. And of course, in this quest to stay healthy, we just simply need more vitamin D. So that's sunlight. That's the easiest form of sunlight or vitamin D there is. So huge trend, more windows, more doors, glass doors that yield more sunlight in the house. A very, very specific trend. I think it's also quite interesting what we've seen with color. And it's kind of gone in opposite directions. We're seeing a lot, you know, there's 50 shades of white and 50 shades of black. And somewhere in the middle is those 50 shades of gray. But we see a lot of very light surfaces, and a hugely definitive trend right now are much more moody colors that are darker. And you know, black is no longer black. It's now black blue. It's black green. It's black brown. It's just morphed into a variety of different shades of black. I happen to like it. I think it's very calming. You know, rooms that are very light in color are more excitable to me. You get more. You're more. Things are more lit up, if you will. So it's a definite direction in color that we're seeing. We're seeing it on inside, and we're seeing it outside. Big trend where we're using a lot of very dark finishes on the outside of our homes, and I happen to like it. The ones I like most are where you're seeing a combination of both texture and color intensity. You'll see a house that's got, literally has some shade of black as its siding material, but it will be complemented by a limestone wall that is very light in color. And there's usually another, a third color added into that that sort of is bringing those two together. It blends them somewhat. But this is an interesting trend that we're seeing today. And again, I happen to like it a lot.
There's so much here we could continue to talk about, and I want to just kind of reiterate some of the things that you said, and also mentioned a couple of items that we've overlooked. Houseplants has become a big, huge trend, along with air purification.
Spot on about that. You're exactly correct, and thank you for mentioning that, because huge botanical theme in your homes today, and it's both in color, so botanical, you know, nature's favorite color is green. So we're seeing a lot of shades of green. We're also seeing it in wallpaper that have these really oversized, almost super graphic scaled wallpapers that add that botanical theme to it. I'm also seeing a mix of botanical, and not just in a tropical kind of sense, but also in I've seen it, things that look like the Black Forest of Germany, or you're seeing it like the bamboo forest in Asian countries. It just depends on what your particular like is, but botanical is a very strong theme, and thank you for bringing it up.
Well, it really lends to the air purification, which this goes in even further, working backwards.
you know, house plants become almost like pets, but they, you know, they're helping us with the naturally with the oxygen. They're visually appealing, but also they're purifying the air. But there's also things that we're doing in construction that helps increase the air quality, like simple things like spray foam.
Well, spray foam's a little bit of a mixed bag because spray foam, what it's doing is it is holding that conditioned air inside your house more effectively than you would get with almost any other type of insulation. But spray foam is wonderful to help you reduce your energy cost. Now, the bad news about spray foam is that it doesn't really allow any fresh air into the house. So you have to pump that in through an air intake that you would incorporate into your overall heating, air conditioning, and ventilation system. And that's a good thing. And we can filter it, so we're breathing better air, and so it's a very definitive thing that we need to do again more and more. And the pandemic was again a great example of us wanting to be sure what we were breathing in. And air filtration has become a hugely important thing to a lot of people, as it should be.
And so the spray foam has, as opposed to fiber, it doesn't have all those little fiber molecules that can get into the air and contaminate our breathing air. So like you said, as long as we're circulating, it is a much tighter seal on the home. But really, your home needs to breathe. Like you said, you circulate that air. And even to go as far as, you know, people having the, I don't even know the right terminology, the infrared, they have the scanners in the duct systems to be able to help kill things, airborne things. You know, it can get very sophisticated.
Well, it has gotten very sophisticated, and air filtration isn't just some sort of synthetic mesh anymore. To your point, it is infrared light and other ways of capturing those dust molecules and minimizing those, so you are indeed breathing cleaner air. And to your point, the symbiotic relationship that we have with plants, we're breathing in the oxygen, they're breathing in the carbon dioxide, so life is good.
To bring all this full circle, one of the things that we spoke about in the very beginning of the podcast here was that one of the types of spaces that we have is personal spaces, private spaces. And so all of these are factoring in the colors, the textures, the plants, the air quality. Everything is moving towards us having, you know, kind of a de-stressing. If we have a de-stressing area, we're more relaxed in our home, we're more comfortable.
Well, hopefully so, that you do have a space that will allow that. We've talked about this before, where you can blend that indoor and outdoor interaction, which I think is one of the driving forces with the larger door openings that are very prevalent today. People wanting screens on their windows so they can open the windows and get more fresh air. Of course, that's not in the South in the summertime or the springtime. You don't want to do that. But to your point, you know, we need to do those things in our homes that are going to allow us to de-stress. And a good segue into our next podcast as well is what I call minimalism. I don't just call it that, many people do. But what can we do as to how we fill up our homes to make these homes more comfortable, less stressful? And David, again, I want to talk about that in another podcast, because I think it's a lesson that we all need to learn. So on that note, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Michael. And again, this has been the Modern Rustic Home podcast about creating shelter with Michael Grant and myself, David Grubb. Thank you for listening.